Both the White House and the Federal Reserve have described this inflationary spike as a temporary byproduct of the pandemic, which has snarled supply chains and kept a lot of people out of work. Like the pandemic, though, price hikes don't appear to be going away anytime soon.
I think we're going to see inflation get worse before it gets better.
Economist Sarah House of Wells Fargo says inflation is no longer confined to a few pandemic plague categories like lumber or used cars. Upward pressure on prices is spreading throughout the economy.
There is nowhere for consumers to hide that suggests that inflation is going to be stickier.
Airfares were down in October, but likely to take off again as travel picks up, and rent is rising too. While wages are climbing, especially in places like restaurants, many businesses are passing those added labor costs on to customers in the form of higher prices. All of this is weighing on Americans' mood. A survey by the University of Michigan released yesterday shows people are as gloomy about the economy as they've been in a decade. One out of four people said their living standards had fallen this month because of inflation.